Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you think what's happening to Alex Jones is bad, or if you think what's happening to Owen Schroyer is bad, or what's happening to Russell Brand is bad, just wait till you see what they do to your neighbor. Because they start with the influencers to set an example. They get real frustrated when Alex says something more than when your neighbor says something, because Alex has millions upon millions of listeners, so they're going to go after him first. But it's not going to stop there, folks. When Trump said, it's not me they're after, it's you, I'm just in the way, that was perhaps the most true political statement, political slogan in the history of political slogans in the United States of America. And they are coming after you. And that's why it's more important than ever to fight back and to speak out, because cowardice is exploited. So don't be a coward.
The first step to non-compliance is speaking out. Visit InfoWars.com.
It's Monday, September 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and what you just saw and heard Chase Geiser say last night on the Sunday broadcast is absolutely central to saving our country and the world right now. It's the fact that the globalists aren't coming after Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump and Russell Brand and Alex Jones. They're coming after you. They're coming after your rights, your freedoms, your wealth. They're closing the door on upper mobility in the first world because they can't have an example of an open free society to the rest of the world that they've already enslaved. They can't have the communist Chinese aspire to get out of that system. They can't have poor Africans aspire to own a car of air conditioning. Obama told them that before he left office. You can't have cars of air conditioning. You can't have children. The world will overheat. You're bad. But Obama can have his big oceanfront property and his mansions in Hawaii and Massachusetts and his private jets. So it's central to understanding the situation we're into, to admit we're in a war. And that war, that deindustrialization program, that rewilding program, that post-enlightenment system has gone from its testing phases to its operational phase, as I've said many times. And that's why it's very important to understand that a lot of really smart analysts that I respect concur with my own breakdown, and that's that they are bringing in a permanent emergency, the COVID emergency, the climate emergency, the violence, crime emergency, gun emergency, that the system exacerbates in every way they can every day with the Soros DAs here in the U.S., but also similarly in Europe that don't prosecute rapists and murderers, not to mention people looting stores. All this is designed to create a feeling of desperation and hopelessness and demoralization to make us lay down and roll over and accept the Great Reset and the Build Back Better program, where they erase the old economy in a giant Cloward Piven exercise of demolition, and then they bring in the world social credit score, the central bank digital currencies, the programmable money, in their own words, that is here and being rolled out this year and next year around the world. And then if you behave yourself, you get a universal basic income, but again, you can only buy with that what they want. Can't buy a car, but you can ride a bus for now. Can't get steak, can't get chicken, can't get fish, but you can get cricket protein. This is a totally managed technocracy economy in their own words, where they control every aspect of your life. This is dystopia being sold as the solution to the hell they're creating. But the artificial dystopia they're making can be easily reversed and fixed as long as too much of the infrastructure isn't destroyed. But that's why, through devaluation of currencies and through open borders and human smuggling and regulations to cut off the energy and all the mysterious fires in the Western world and explosions destroying infrastructure, destroying food processing plants, and all the arson where they catch leftist environmentalists setting it all over the Western world, all of that is bringing in the perfect form of control. So when we come back, I'm going to break it all down. This is beyond critical. Please spread the word. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. Infowars.com/show. The satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, September 18th, 2023. And Fox News is now reporting on a story that could bring down the entire New World Order globalist system. It's on national Fox News, but it first broke on local Fox News in Missouri. We're going to be playing these newscasts coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, the first thing I want to say about this is very important. We already reported on this in my earlier documentaries more than 20 years ago. But it's just now, 50 plus years later, that they are declassifying the full extent of what they've done. And now investigative reporters are digging into the National Archives in different cities around the country and discovering that in every major city in the predominantly black but also poor white neighborhoods, they would hit areas in the Appalachians as well. They didn't care as long as you were poor, with radioactive dust and other deadly chemicals sprayed by airplanes, sprayed by trucks, and sprayed out of exhaust systems set up on the roofs of buildings that look like it's just the exhaust from a furnace or something like that. And instead, it sprays deadly radioactive isotope on you that gives you lung and bone cancer within just a few years. Now, this is only one project that's been declassified. They released bioweapons in the New York subway in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. That's been declassified. The CIA did. There are literally thousands of these programs that I personally know about from the National Archives that I've seen reported on over the years. And it's not just in the U.S. They did it in the U.K. They did it in Israel. They did it in the continent of Europe. Anywhere that the Bilderberg Group, Anglo-American globalist power block is in control. They've tested everything from anthrax on the public, radioactive isotopes, syphilis, weaponized syphilis, the souped-up version of Lyme's disease developed at Plum Island off the coast of New York by the U.S. military. That was released against the public. But let's just drill into the one case over a decade they're declassifying in the 1950s in St. Louis, Missouri. Because as Stalin said, one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic. But there is no doubt that every one of you listening today, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you had family members, or perhaps even you, that were hit by this. Now, why is this so important? Congress didn't know about this. The Senate didn't know about this. This was all hidden under the National Security Act of 1947. This is a mad scientist eugenics cult that has been in control of our main universities and in control of the leadership of the intelligence agencies and shadow government, at least since 1947. And they believe there's too many people, and they want to be able to play God, and they want to be able to also do these tests everywhere to have larger and larger teams of people that work for the system, who will then go out and carry out these lethal, murderous operations against the people, so they have a larger army in the future that's been compromised that they can trust. And that's what the poison prion COVID shot is about. It's about getting a wider group now of doctors and scientists and lawyers and nurses and people that went along with it, the rollout of the lies, then they discover it's a fraud and still defend the fraud they believe to cover their butts, and now you've corrupted a larger concentric ring around that and expanded the base of people that will carry out any operation you want at any time. And that's how this system operates. I've told you this many times. I'm explaining it again. My father was top of his class when he was 14. He got recruited. He thought into NASA. And he was at UT at Plan 2. This is in the mid-1960s. And then discovered very quickly that they were basically training people to carry out mad scientist operations. He was 15 years old at the cancer research facility in Houston, MD Anderson, there when they were doing all sorts of secret experiments on people that had cancer that was lethal. Okay? Now, that's when my dad's 15. He got out of it by the time he was 20. But just understand, ladies and gentlemen, that's how big this is. They've recruited millions and millions and millions of people into it. Remember Fauci giving mainly little black kids deadly HIV drugs in the 80s and 90s? It used to be a big story. These people mean business, and they want to be able to play God. So right now, let's go to the local Fox newscast talking about this. The full story is on Infowars.com, and I'm going to come back and tie it into the globalists going from beta. Because if you think all this mass murder is bad, this is just a test, into operational. The geoengineering, the 5G, the poison shots, the GMO food, the nanotech, it's all here. Here's a local report from Local Fox.
This next story is so unbelievable, we didn't think it could possibly be true. But after receiving thousands of records and declassified reports from the Army, it's confirmed that during the Cold War, the United States military conducted secret tests on unsuspecting people in the city of St. Louis. A local sociologist will make her findings public tomorrow, but she spoke first to the I-Team's Lisa Zygmunt.
Lisa Martino Taylor's life work has been to uncover details of the Army's ultra-secret military experiments carried out in St. Louis and other cities during the 1950s and 60s.
This study was secretive for a reason. They didn't have volunteers stepping up and saying, yeah, I'll breathe zinc cadmium sulfide with radioactive particles.
These Army archive pictures show how the tests were done in Corpus Christi, Texas, in the 1960s. In Texas, planes were used to drop the chemical, but in St. Louis, the Army placed chemical sprayers on buildings and station wagons. City officials were kept in the dark about the tests. The Cold War cover story was that the Army was testing smoke screens to protect cities from a Russian attack. The truth, according to Martino Taylor, was much more sinister.
It's pretty shocking. The level of duplicity and secrecy. Clearly, they went to great lengths to deceive people.
By making hundreds of Freedom of Information Act requests, she uncovered once classified documents that confirmed the spraying of zinc cadmium sulfide.
The greatest concentration of this compound was sprayed near the Pruitt-Igoe housing complex just south of downtown St. Louis. It was home to 10,000 low-income people, and an estimated 70% were under the age of 12.
Martino Taylor claims they all unknowingly inhaled this compound morning, noon, and night so the government could measure its effects on their lungs.
So this is in violation of all medical ethics, all international codes, and the military's own policy at that time.
In 1994, then Congressman Richard Gephardt asked the Army to open its records and explain the St. Louis testing.
We want to make very sure that nothing went on that would harm anyone and that all the facts are out on the table.
Documents released in the 90s show the Army placed sprayers on this former Knights of Columbus building on Lindell and in Forest Park. The Army always insisted the chemical compound was safe. Martino Taylor believes documents prove otherwise.
There's a lot of evidence that indicates that people in St. Louis, in the city, particularly in minority communities, were subjected to military tests that was connected to a larger radiological weapons development and testing project.
For the first time, she links the St. Louis testing to a company called U.S. Radium, a company notorious for lawsuits involving radioactive contamination of its workers.
United States Radium had this reputation where they had been found legally liable decades prior for producing a radioactive powdered paint that killed many young women who painted fluorescent watch dials.
While the Army admits it added a fluorescent substance to the zinc-cadmium compound, details of whether it was radioactive...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Remember how we began this first hour today with the statement that Trump has made 1,000 times is totally true. They're not coming after him. He's just in the way. They're coming after you. They're coming after everybody. They don't want there to be an upwardly mobile, empowered country that can be an example to others living under tyranny. For the New World Order to be able to take over, our republic and the Western world must be destroyed. And that's why there's an organized corporate military intelligence agency attack on that. Now, talking to a lot of people I really respect, like Jack Posobiec, one of the smartest people out there when it comes to analyzing the big picture, and I totally agree with him, the globalists are preparing us for a permanent emergency, not just a climate emergency, not just a gun violence emergency, not just an open border emergency, not just a defund the police crime explosion emergency, but a currency emergency. They have to bring down the old system. They have to pose as a savior to bring in the new world currency that tracks and controls everything we do. And this isn't patriots telling us about this coming 20 years ago, who were right. This is happening now. And they're getting us ready with this escalation with Russia next year to perhaps even cancel the election. I think that clearly that's in the cards. But regardless, assassinations of Trump are on the table by the deep state. Assassinations of Biden are on the table. Again, to blame the populist movement. Massive false flag attacks, racial false flag attacks. They're activating their Fed-controlled Nazi groups. You see them everywhere. This is the time to be absolutely focused. Because all the previous evil we've seen is just the prep. But here's the good news. Over a month ago, I got the intel they were planning to roll back out the COVID hysteria. And now they've begun to roll it out. It's formed massive opposition to it. So if we can get ahead of this and really get people aware of what's happening, the globalists won't be able to pull it off. They need the general public and most of Congress, who isn't part of it, to be unaware. But we're seeing more and more senators, more and more governors, more and more attorney generals come out against the globalists and point out they're setting up a dictatorship, a one-party, not just oligarchy, but more of a plutocracy. And later in the broadcast and over the next few days, I'll explain the different definitions that the globalists, under their philosophy, operate under. You have the tyrant system, you have the aristocracy system, you have plutocracy, and then, of course, you have mad rule of the mob, which they call pure democracy. And these are their definitions. We'll be laying it all out. But we see huge opposition to their new COVID rollout. And that's because we got ahead of it. And we've got to get ahead of this. We also see the spokesperson for the Ukrainian military saying they're going to launch terror attacks all over the world against anybody that's anti-World War III. But now U.S. senators are calling for major investigations, including criminal investigation, to see if national security information is being given to the Ukrainians, and if indeed it's being used to target people that are dissidents, not just here, but around the world. But they're definitely preparing Ukrainian sleeper cells to stage false flags here and in Europe to be blamed on their political enemies. Now, continuing, this whole thing has been set in motion. And the only way they can get away with this is if we don't realize that we're in a war. But if we realize that we're in a war, and if we mobilize and organize against it, and people understand the type of war we're facing, we have a very good chance of stopping this, because they can, again, only get away with it if the public is politically ignorant to how this operates. Now, Owen Schroyer is going to be sitting in the next few days, but I'll be here filing audio and video reports as well. He's got a ton of critical info he's going to be laying out. But without me even hammering it, and we have been talking about it a lot, but without me even hammering it, a lot of other major influencers who are very smart, like Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon and many others, are warning that they're planning to try to cancel the election. They're planning to outlaw their political opposition. They are really, really mobilizing because they know their old system is coming down now and they can't prop it up anymore. It was designed to collapse, but now the bubble's gotten so big they can't even keep it going. So that's why they're basically been painted into a corner. That's why we've got to be politically engaged so that instead of them getting more power out of this tyranny, this can be their political, cultural Waterloo, and we can forego massive violence that they're planning. Separately, please remember we're listener supported. This Beyond Critical Information is sponsored by you, the people of America and the world. We have incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com. And our three flagship products are rarely in stock together, but they are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, and the Real Red Pill. The trifecta is back in stock, and get this, I've done this a long time, for 40% off. That is a massive, massive sale. There's no excuse not to get DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and Real Red Pill Plus that does so much for your body. These three systems together have absolutely changed my life and changed many other people's lives. You've heard the callers. You've read the reviews. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Participate in this sale. And it also keeps us on air. 360 win. The trifecta sale. 40% off when you get all three products together or 25% off individually. But in closing, in this segment, I want to just talk directly to all of you listening out there and ask you a question. After everything you've seen these criminals do, do you think you're going to be safer and healthier and wealthier and wiser if you roll over and go along with them? Or are you going to fully educate yourself on this and start educating others? Because sunlight is the disinfectant. We've got to spotlight these cockroaches, like Ted Nugent says, and we've got to reach out to God and pray to God to lead God and direct us. Because without God, we don't have a hope. If we have God, no one can stand against us. But this is true evil, and we have to admit true evil exists. We have to understand this is not the legitimate government. This is the military-industrial complex controlled by a small technological, corporate, scientific elite that Eisenhower warned us about. Most people only talk about his military-industrial complex comment. He said controlled by a technological elite. And that was in 1961. He was aware of what was going on. And he was warning people about it. So these people think everybody else are animals. They think we're all stupid. They think we deserve to die. They are eugenics-based. He goes back to Plato. They're, quote, aristocrats who are not trying to empower and hold up society and build libraries and educate children. They're going against all that and trying to dumb us down so that we're more easily processed and gotten rid of. What did the head of the Club of Rome famously say just a few years ago? We played the clip last week. In fact, Owen's coming up. We should play it again. In fact, we'll come out of break and play it. He said, I hope we can depopulate the planet in a civil way. But he goes, but we're going to depopulate you. And again, the average white liberal goes, yo, there are too many people. Hey, dumbass, you're being fed the bugs. You're having your energy cut off. You're being sprayed with this stuff as well. It's the left that's targeted the most that takes all the shots that buys into it. So they believe they're promoting a utopia. They're promoting a dystopia. This is a war against humanity. This is the end of the world as we know it. Everything previous to this has been a buildup. We're going into the permanent emergency. So I'm going to ask listeners again to realize the power you've got right now. Take the live link to the show, InfoWars.com/show. Take the links off Bandot Video. When this report's archived at Bandot Video, share it like your life depends on it, because it does. Take action now. Don't roll over and die. We'll be right back.
Powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants
and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live on this Monday edition. Here is Sir Dennis Meadows, one of the top tacticians and brains of the globalists, one of the founders of the Club of Rome, openly saying just a few years ago on national television that he hopes we can be depopulated in a civil way. What he's saying is don't fight back, don't struggle, just let us slowly poison you and kill you and get rid of you, let us euthanize you, and just give us the planet. It's not like the Borg showing up in a fictional Star Trek and saying you will be assimilated, resistance is futile. No, 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 you won't be assimilated, you'll be killed. And you just saw local Fox News, we have national Fox News, with the government spraying across the country, masses of people with deadly compounds to give him cancer. And this was in the 50s. That was just the test. We're now living in the full operation. And so here he is saying, roll over and die. As for me in InfoWars, I'm not rolling over and I'm not dying. Here is the wicked, wicked, in-your-face statement.
So far, globally, you are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope for. That we can, I mean, the planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. That's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have a, but we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sense. So we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7. So we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, so that people share the experience and they don't have a few rich, trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes. I mean, these are pretty pessimistic hopes, but that's...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Now, I've got to respond to that video, and I'll try to summarize my response in the 5 minutes we have remaining in this segment. There's a lot of breaking news right now. We are going to be covering the continued resolution vote, government shutdown vote, the infighting inside the Republican Party for those that just want to go along and get along, and then the others like Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert saying, no, enough is enough. Let's just stop the government spending. It's better than continuing it just to play politics. The panic inside the Democrat Party because Trump is surging. We got all that. But let's respond to what we just heard on that video. And to put it simply is to just say that is what intellectualism without God sounds like. That is philosophical intellectualism without the belief in creation sounds like. Because if you don't believe or know that we are a divine creation of God and that this consciousness, this gift of life is something beyond our understanding, perhaps even outside of the subtle clues that the Creator has given us or the not-so-subtle clues that these individuals don't seem to pick up on. That's what it sounds like. It's just like trying to ration out food or water. Let's say if you're stranded on the ocean in a lifeboat and you've got X amount of people and X amount of supplies, and now you have to intellectually come to terms and say, this is how we're rationing this. This is how we're going to survive. This is the best path forward. And so that's how these globalists look at the world. We're essentially on a survival raft floating through deep space. And so we have to ration what we have left on this planet. And that's what the man-made climate change hoax is all about. That's what the medical tyranny, World Health Organization, COVID, biological weapons, everything else, that's what it's all about. That's what all the agenda is really all about, exactly what he just said right there. And they believe they're intellectually and philosophically superior to you. But, of course, if you can't see that we are living in a divine creation, then you really go back down to zero, don't you? So all that philosophy, all that intellectualism, you think you're smarter than everybody else, you figured out we're on a life raft in deep space, and so you're going to be the stewards of humanity, rationing off goods and services and resources. Well, actually, you go back down to zero that you don't realize this is a divine creation. And so there's two elements, I would say, that are the most important to getting ahead of this in our own understanding. That is, the theory of evolution is a lie. The theory of evolution is a lie. Now, I'm not saying evolution is a lie, but as it's presented to us, it is a complete fabrication. And in fact, we do have historical, archaeological, and all kinds of data, research, and analysis that proves the theory of evolution is just that, a theory. And actually now has been disproven. One of the greatest individuals to do the work in disproving this, and Graham Hancock didn't invest all of his time and life to disproving the theory of evolution. Graham Hancock did all this research in his life just because he genuinely was curious about the history of this planet and human life on it. But in that process, with all the work he's done in his decades of research, he has completely disproven the theory of evolution. And in fact, we know that there have been civilizations on this planet that were either as advanced technologically as we are now, as advanced in their intellect as we are now, or even more so. Now, the individuals that believe it's their job to ration resources on this planet, and as he explained in the clip, get humanity down to a survivable population level, do they even know about this stuff? Do they care about this stuff? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But this is why, and let's bring it home now, this is why the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Constitution, and the free market republic must stand. Because it's the only thing that stands in their way, folks. What did he say? Well, peace doesn't always mean happiness. Well, I don't know if I completely agree with that, but if I have a birthright to be free, and you have a birthright to be free, and we have an entire country of people that have a birthright to be free, working to form a better republic, a better union, well, then they can't ration our lives, they can't dictate our future, and they can't murder our lineage, which is what they want to do, and that's why they have to destroy the United States of America. Did I do it in 5 minutes? Not so bad.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Being so cold and heartless and out of touch with the deeper spirituality that is this human consciousness, this experience we call life. Imagine being so cold and out of touch with that, that you just get up there and callously say, yeah, we need to get 8 billion people down to one. Hope we can do it slow, but you know. Wow. You really have no clue, do you? You think you've got it figured out, you don't. But that's where we're at. And I guess being that cold, being that dispiritual, is the only way you could land on those conclusions. Or be such an arrogant control freak to believe that you should now be the ones to make decisions for 8 billion people on the planet and turn them into slaves. You know, maybe ultimately, if we had a deeper understanding of our history, maybe that's what's always been driving these factors of human sacrifice and torment and enslavement. That same cold, callous intellectual philosophy that There's limited resources on this planet, and they're mine. I guess in a way, it's really just raw survivalism. But again, it's cold and it's out of touch with the deeper meaning that I suppose these globalists like Bill Gates, the Club of Rome, and so many others, I suppose they've completely lost. They've completely lost that divine spirituality. But I don't want to wax on that for the rest of the show because there is a lot of big breaking news today, including an ongoing battle right now in Washington, D.C. when it comes to this continued resolution bill, and you have a small handful of Republicans, and it's the same Freedom Caucus group with a little bit of a difference than, say, when they were trying to keep McCarthy out as the speaker. But it's essentially the same group. And they're saying, you know what? We're done with this. It's time to just cut this government funding. And if we don't want to engage in serious negotiations, then what are we even doing here? If we don't want to use, this is Republicans under the House leadership of Kevin McCarthy, or lack thereof, I should say, the lack of leadership from Kevin McCarthy, saying, if we're not going to use the power of the purse, then what are we even doing here? If we're going to go up there and flap our gums about how corrupt the Biden administration and how out of control the Democrats are with their policies, the open borders, the showing the children porn and everything else, but we're not going to actually leverage the power we have right now with the control of the House, then what are we even doing here? But see, this is the exposure. This is the answer to that question. What are we actually doing here? Well, most Republicans aren't really doing a damn thing. They're showing up, and that's about it. They're going along to get along. But that brand of Republican is dying. And I think right now you're looking at, I believe if there's going to be any hope inside the Republican Party to try to save or conserve what we have here in the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, a border, common sense. I don't know if this is going to be the final battle, but this is certainly a major one happening right now. And Matt Gaetz, what he's doing, what he's saying, and how it resonates and populates the Americans is going to be essential. House GOP fights to win over members on stopgap to prevent shutdown. And so they propose these bills, and Kevin McCarthy wants to have his cake and eat it too. He's saying, look, we can get this deal done, and we can cut into the government spending. Well, if you have cancer and your doctor comes up to you and says, you have terminal cancer, you're going to be dead in 2 years. And you say, well, okay, doc, what are my options? And he says, well, we can either stop the cancer 100%, or here's my proposal. I say we stop 8% of the cancer. How about that? I think 8% is good, right? We'll just cut 8% of the cancer. You're going to sit there and you're going to say, I need to get a new doctor. That's essentially Kevin McCarthy today, and the majority of the Republicans in the House. Now, granted, I believe most of those Republicans, if they had real leadership, they would support whatever the leader was doing. So they just support McCarthy to go along to get along. But Kevin McCarthy knows this country has cancer, and Kevin McCarthy's proposal is to cut out 8% of the cancer. Again, if your doctor told you you got cancer, but he only wants to get rid of 8% of it, you'd go find a new doctor. So I think it's time for us to find a new doctor. We've given Kevin McCarthy far too many chances. Now, you could argue it's too little too late at this point to do any changes of House leadership, and that's perfectly fine. But we should take this as a lesson into the next round of Congress, hoping Republicans maintain the House, and say, no, No more Kevin McCarthy. No more squish Republican House leadership. We want somebody who's the real deal. And right now it's Matt Gaetz who's leading that charge, who I think is vying for that position of leadership. Now, here are the 15 names saying no to cutting out 8% of the cancer. And this is an ongoing development here. This is a constantly changing and updating development. So this is just the latest list that I have from an hour or two ago. Things are constantly changing. Here's the list of no's on only cut out 8% of the cancer. Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert. Oh, there's that name. We might have to talk about that name. Lauren Boebert voted for it, but oh, I'm a big conservative. I need to get Lauren Boebert out because she smoked a vape and she got groped in Beetlejuice. I'm so much smarter and intellectual. I'm more conservative than you because I'm coming for Lauren Boebert. Ooh, look at me. Oh, and there she is voting for us yet again. So let's just get rid of that vote, right? So sick of this crap. We'll have more on that later. Ken Buck, Tim Burchett, Eli Crane, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Corey Mills, Ralph Norman, Andy Ogles, Matt Rosendale, Victoria Spartz, Anna Paulina Luna. Anna Paulina Luna, who just gave birth, has more fight in her than 90% of Republicans in Congress. And then Paul Gosar. I mean, you, let me just tell you, when Anna Paulina gives birth and then is fighting for this country right afterwards, I mean, tip of the cap, more fighting her than the average Republican man in Congress, and she just had a baby. It's just crazy. But that, I mean, I don't know if that's more a testament to how awesome Anna Paulina Luna is or more of a testament on how pathetic the average Republican representative is. Now, you didn't hear Byron Donald's name on that list, and he eventually did give in to the House leadership of Kevin McCarthy during the vote and now again today. And I still like Byron Donald, just to be clear. I still think he's one of the good ones. But he's for this continued resolution to keep the government spending. And look, because we're getting a little politically wonky here, and conservatives and Republicans have a major messaging problem, and that's part of the problems that we face, is that we do have a messaging problem. And most common sense conservatives, or just common sense Americans, they don't even know what's going on because Republicans don't even know how to message them. The House of Representatives controls the government purse. So if the Republican Party controls the House of Representatives, they can cut that funding off at any minute. Now, you explain that power to the average American, that's going to resonate. They're going to say, oh, you mean, like, Democrats think it's this thing, shutting down the government is a negative thing. Shutting down the government, Americans don't like that. Yeah, they do. You think Americans like government? What? It's in our blood to despise government. It's in the founding of this country. It's in our founding documents to have contempt for tyrannical governments. I've gone long, but I'm going to come back and explain what's going on here. On the other side of this break, it's the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer filling in.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.